Welcome to Ask Wynn, everyone. If you hear weird noises in the background, that's because Cortana on a PC just entered into my life. Wow, I can't even speak right now, let alone say Cortana. So Cortana is the version of Siri on a PC. I quickly discovered that one. And so if you hear Cortana talking to me, don't worry about that. I'll try to shut Cortana up. But basically, she's not going to be shut up just like Siri. And so just like the lady in a tube that begins with A, we have now technologized world. But enough of me grumbling about Cortana. I'm going to let Mr. Eric Thomas take it away. He's a third-time guest on my podcast. He got shot. That's how he got his injury. But he's living a beat lifestyle by being a graphic designer and doing all that fun stuff. So I'm going to let Mr. Eric Thomas take it away.
Thank you, Wynn. Thanks for having me back again for the third time. It's great to be back. So it's funny what you were saying in the beginning. The lady that starts with an A. I have the same thing here. When people come into the house, I'm like, don't say the name. I'll be like, that's a good girl over there. Because she will start talking and doing things.
So, everyone that's listening to this podcast gets mad at every podcaster on the planet, including myself, if we say the A name, which I call Lady in the Tube with A. So that's my acronym for that when I want to mention her on the podcast. So, yes, I'll put her on mute, which I should probably do with Cortana. But, Eric, I want people to understand your story a little bit, even though you have been on my podcast twice now. I want people to understand your story. You were debuting your album and were in the wrong place at the wrong time and basically got shot. You were debuting your album at an album release party, and then things took a turn for the worse.
Right. I went outside to check the parking lot and just make sure that people that were at the party were in the neighbor's property, or everything was under control, I guess you could say. I wasn't out there for long, maybe 5 minutes, and I had my back turned facing the doorway, and then just out of nowhere, someone started shooting. And from the, at least we know for sure, one of the bullets is still in my third and fourth vertebrate area, so it's still in me. I still have it, and from the shooting, I lost the ability to move from the neck down right away, breathe on my own, so I was struggling to breathe and being able to yell out or call out for help because I was unable to speak. So,
yeah. And, of course, you were, I hate to get graphic here, but you were probably sitting in a pool of blood. Thank you very much. And
yeah,
so
laying on my back.
That, yeah, you were probably sitting in a pool of blood. So when you got to the hospital, what prognosis did they give you? I'm sure like the doctors tend to do, they give you the grim prognosis, and then we seem to recover, and then they're amazed.
They didn't give me anything because I was in and out of consciousness, but what was said was that he'll probably never be able to walk again or be able to move, be able to breathe on his own, maybe not be able to eat, and may not survive. So I think the first 48 were the critical moments of survival.
So the first 48 are always the critical moments of survival. And if you guys know anything about paralysis shoots down your spine, essentially, and you can't move. So if you see someone who is in a paralyzed state before they get to the hospital, try not to move them, because that makes it worse. And so, basically, let's get to the prettier side of the end, where you have decided not to let your disability defy you, and you have made a company for yourself doing graphic design and while living in a wheelchair. And so basically give us a day in life and how you do this wonderful graphic design work.
Well, we're fast forwarding to like 20 years now, and okay, a day in the life, a busy, just average day, we'll say, you know, pick up caregivers here, 5 a.m., start to get my bed bath, get bathed, skin look at, lotion, then taking, you know, the night bag and switching it to a leg bag because I have a catheter, supercubic catheter. Then that goes to the leg, get dressed. We have a thing called the Trixie lift, so the caregiver will get lifts, put the sling under me. It's an automatic lift, which is good to have, because if you have a Hoyer, a manual one, you may burn out someone that's taking care of you really fast. They might not be able to.
I did not know that. You taught me, yeah. See, you taught me something new. I thought Hoyer lifts or electric. I did not know that Hoyer lifts are manual.
Yeah, there's manual and there's electric. And
okay, I did not know that. I've learned that. And for those of you who are thinking, what is Wynn talking about more? What is Eric talking about? Our Hoyer lift or electronic lift, as Eric has, moves him physically. And so for those who are all paralyzed and can't move, don't have the muscle control to move, that's what our Hoyer lift does. They move the person physically.
And for a while, you know, I'd use a two-person transfer. So I would try to schedule have someone come over. Yeah, like, well, the lift that I just didn't want to. It took a long time to break the overcoming obstacle of the lift. So it felt like a SeaWorld animal.
Yeah.
So where they take them out of the ocean and they lift them up and, you know, I don't know, it took a while. But now, after I started using the freedom from that, because I didn't have to wait upon someone to come help transfer, you know, the two with the sliding board and stuff, that person that was there could just give me it in at any time, at any moment, and get me in the chair. And then, you know, check me over in the chair and stuff. And make sure everything's ready. But getting back to the lift, so once I'm up in the air in the lift, the caregiver rolls it over to the chair, then puts me, you know, lowers me down, checks my hips as we're going down, making sure that my body mechanics are correct, that I'm not leaning on one side or the other side, because that can cause skin breakdown. And then once I'm in there correctly, then it's another triple check, checking the catheter, making sure there's no kinks, checking the bag, checking the clothes, make sure there's no wrinkles, and then seatbelt, side pads, and arm troughs, and then the straw, making sure that I look good, straight up and down in the chair. And then after that, I will eat breakfast. And then after breakfast, then do the oral, the hygiene care. And then after that, it's time to head to the shop when Jesse's here. Then we go over a production list, like what we need to do for the day, what do we need to accomplish for the day. And sometimes we'll stop and get something to drink, or we'll stop and get like a snack or something, you know, just because it's something we do. And then we'll head into the shop. Sometimes we have to pick up supplies, but it's locally, so that's good. Or sometimes we have to pick up shipping, which reflects Express a lot, which is something we worked out where we don't have to pay for shipping, and they'll ship it to your nearest FedEx. So we pick up supplies there, or we might have to ship something, and then we head to the shop, and we work on that production list, you know, what needs to be done. Turn on the printer or the press, depress the plotter or the computer, figuring out, sometimes there's interviews, sometimes there's people coming in, design and, work.
And so when it comes to the computer, how do you make the computer adapt to you?
I have Dragon naturally speaking. So that's, I use 100% voice recognition on the computer. When it comes to, like, us working out a design, I sit right, I'm right there by Jesse, and she uses Anobi. And so I'll, you know, guide her or, you know, kind of go through it. So I learned Adobe and then I'm able to direct what I'm looking for on the design. See, Jesse, when someone's around you so much, they start to, and the great thing about, you know, having a good team member is that they're around you, so they know what you like already. So then when they
they take over your brain, which means you don't have to explain X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
They already do it for you. I have many assistants in my life, including my dad, and who just tried to walk into this interview, by the way. And he's two steps ahead of me. My other assistants are two steps ahead of me. So it's wonderful when you guys can't think, oh, I can't afford an assistant. Well, figure out a way to get one, because 9 times out of 10, these assistants are smarter than we are. And with Siri and Cortana and the lady in the tube, they pick up on stuff that we don't, especially the lady in the tube, because she's listening. Siri and Cortana are not necessarily listening to what you're saying, but even our human assistant does sometimes better than we can do because of our disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
she hasn't learned how to draw yet, but if the girl that or the lady that's here on my table, let's call her Dot. She's always listening. She says waiting for her name.
Yes, Dot is just waiting for her name. Eric, I might steal that one because the lady in the tube sounds a little nuts. And so I'm surprised the baton hasn't gone off yet. But that's okay. But do you use a Mac or a PC?
PC.
PC, because it's just easier. I'm coming to find out slowly, but surely PC's a lot easier to deal with. And so, considering I just got one today, and so, Eric, what has been your favorite project you have done?
My favorite product?
Yeah.
Inspire.
Inspire. And
Building the Inspire brand. Because it's ongoing right now, it's my favorite. It's my favorite because of that, or because of the reaction. Not just the one reaction, but the ripple effect reaction that's still going right now as we're talking. That started. It really started where I was just going to wear it when I went to speak. But then I went and I was wearing Inspire on the black t-shirt. And I was speaking, I think it was a middle school. And we just started seeing how the kids were so lit up. Like their sparkles in their eyes. They wanted to be their best. Promote change. Overcome obstacles. Come out and be something and do something creative. They wanted to do something. They might not know what they wanted to do, but it was like it changed. Like a light switch went off and they wanted to just like, I want to do this. I was like, wow. I was like, this is powerful. We have something here. We have to make this public. Because at first it wasn't public. I was just, something I would wear when I spoke, and that was kind of it. Because every time people ran into me for years, even in rehab, when I would just talk to them and just share my story and whatever what was going on now, what I'm doing, they always use the one word inspire, not inspirational. It was just that one word inspire, which. A lot of times doesn't even fit in a title, but the news, when I've done news articles. So the word just kind of is the way it came to it to make that design. We didn't do, I'm not sure why we decided to go with that unless it was subliminally always just kind of there, and just weren't so aware of it. It's hard to say that. But that was what we chose when we made that. We didn't chose like inspiring or you're inspiring. It was just that solid word, inspire, was going to have this huge impact. It's just going to be an amazing impact. And it has. It's organically also grown. That was the thing also. People that inspire them. People that do dialysis or chemo treatment. They will not go unless they have the shirt on. People that run races. People that are just people. You don't have to have a disability or anything like that. It's taking on its own thing, and it's really just about being your best. It's bringing out the best in you, and it's just and the creative side of you too. You know, bringing out the creativity. Wanted you to do something. So that's been the biggest. That's my favorite product.
So, okay, this was your project to begin with, and then you made it public.
Yes. The idea of it was to wear it when I went and spoke. When I did, like, speeches or just, you know, went to a school or went somewhere and talked to the kids or adults. So that was how it was initially. But it was bigger than that. It was bigger than me, and I could recognize it.
Yeah.
And that's how we started to print and sell it.
Well, man, where can people now buy Inspire if they wanted to?
Amazingly now, InspireShirt.com. You can also get it at Amazon under the Inspire brand. So you just type in Inspire brand. And also we just opened up the Etsy store. So we have three different avenues to be able to pick to get Inspire, the Inspire brand clothing or gear, because it's hats. It's shirts and accessories.
That's amazing. I might need a shirt myself. I might need to buy one from you and get one, because I think that's amazing that you just use one single word, Inspire. And so, Eric, where can people find you? Where can people get a hold of you? And especially if they want to work with you as a freelance graphic designer.
You can Google my name under Eric Patrick Thomas, so a lot of things will pop up. But I'm on Facebook. I just got my Facebook name back. So it's facebook.com/Eric Patrick Thomas. I got that. So that was good. That took a while. Somebody had my name. And there is Twitter is Eric P. Thomas, because Eric Patrick Thomas is too long for Twitter. So it's Eric P. Thomas.
So Twitter is Eric P. Thomas. Facebook is Eric Patrick Thomas. And
correct.
Which social media
Instagram is Eric Patrick Thomas.
Which social media do you hang out on more if people want to get a hold of you?
Facebook, because I use a lot of I do a lot of Facebook Messenger.
That's right.
A lot of that.
Okay. So if people want to buy a shirt, they can go to Amazon or ask Lady in the Tube to order Inspired shirts off Amazon. I know she would do that happily. And then, they can ask for Tana, or they can go to the Etsy store, and if they want to find out more about you, they can Google your name. Of course, we'll have all that information in the show notes, you guys. My human assistant is pretty good at putting all the show notes together. She does a fabulous job, and that's all I'll say about that. And then, so if people want to hang out with you or ask you to do work, you're pretty much available, but I am pretty much seeing that you are busy with everything else, and so it's interviews or people coming in or people buying your stuff. And Eric, I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story once again, and I hope you have a terrific day. And I know you asked me a couple questions last time, and so I won't do that to you again, but I just want to say, what would be your closing thoughts for this interview?
What would be a closing, you said what would be a closing what now?
A closing statement for this interview.
Okay. Well, that's a good one, and it's one of the quotes that I have. And the reason is because we talked a lot about Inspire and the start, and we do have the registered trademark. I forgot to add that now. We own the registered trademark to Inspire now. So that was a lot of, that took a lot of work, lots of years. I would say this, which takes it back to the very beginning. I never knew how powerful the word could be till I wore it on a shirt.
You never knew how powerful the word Inspire could be until you wore it on a shirt and then decided to make a brand out of it. How cool is that?
Right.
How cool is
that? Yeah.
And so anyway, you guys, please, 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 please go support Eric and his Inspired brand. God knows, after maybe later today, I'll figure that one out. And please add my book into your shopping cart. Thank you very much, because it's Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. And Eric knows that paralysis doesn't get enough awareness. Cerebral palsy certainly does not. Cancer is a whole different animal. But I just want to thank Eric, and please go support Eric and what he's doing and use him for your graphic design work. He's a very phenomenal graphic designer, and use him for your graphic design needs, and then go check out his Inspired plan.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric, for sharing your journey and talking about Inspire, and I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode with Eric, Thomas, and I. And I hope you guys have a terrific day, and I'll be, by the time you guys hear this, it will be Tuesday, and I will be on my merry way with this PC. PC versus Mac. Here we go, and I still have a Mac, but it's broken. So PC versus Mac, but I'm coming to find out I'm growing to love a PC. So there we go. There's my journey, and I want to thank Eric Patrick Thomas for coming on and sharing his incredible journey, and I hope you guys have a terrific day. Thanks to you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Come on, Jesse. Me.
Yeah.
The host has joined the conference.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Let me just turn my speakerphone on. And so, yeah, you're going to interview me. Oh, boy. This ought to be a little bit scary. This ought to be a little bit scary. But this is what we have to do to promote Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. And so this episode will go up tomorrow. I have my brand new PC sitting in front of me, but that's another whole story in itself. But I'm learning how to love a PC. Because I love my Mac, but I think this PC is going to grow on me. So let's do this, and let's start where we want to. Let me hit the record button, and then I'll do my normal intro, and then you can take it away.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.